hero of the Star of Bethlehem. The Word of God has become flesh. Unto us a child is born, the Savior of this broken world. Oh, hear the angel voices sing, come let us adore Him. He has come, for our King is with us.
Has come. As prophets had predicted for many years, God sent himself in human form to bring peace to a chaotic world. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, reigns over a kingdom not of this world. He does not conquer oppressive rulers. He does not topple evil empires, but he does deliver his children from the struggles of fear and doubt and sin. Jesus' miraculous birth was just the beginning of a beautiful story of how many heavenly peace could come to us.
Come the long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in Thee. Is the strength and consolation, hope of all the earth Thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. You have come to set us free from our sin.
The young virgin, chosen to give birth to this child, struggled to wrap her mind around the idea she would soon deliver the one who would deliver us all. Her fears could only be relieved by the unseen hand of God.
Should have had my place, but I
after his birth in Bethlehem, the angels spoke to the shepherds and told them not to be afraid. The Messiah had just been born. Their Savior, their Deliverer, was just miles away. What news! And before the angels went back to heaven, they sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and with the promise of peace on earth."
I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play, and mild and sweet their songs repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing,
peace on earth,
like a choir they're singing. My heart, I hear them.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate the strong and mocks the strong. Peace on earth, goodwill to man.
But the bells are ringing,
peace on earth,
like a choir they're singing,
peace on earth.
Does anybody hear them?
Peace on earth, goodwill to man.
And singing.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old.
God never promised that our lives would be trouble-free. In fact, Jesus said we definitely would have problems and heartache and pain. Jesus, just before his crucifixion, also promised to leave us with peace. "My peace," he said, "not as the world gives." His peace is beyond human understanding, and yet it is as real as the fear it is sent to relieve. The prophet Isaiah called it perfect peace. Although it may seem impossible, this quiet assurance is available to those who totally trust him.
When the world that I've been living in collapses at my feet, when my life is shattered and torn, and though I'm windswept and I'm battered, I will cling to his cross, and I'll find peace, peace in the midst of my soul.
Oh, there is peace,
peace in the midst of my storm-tossed life. Jesus, rise in my vessel, so I'll fear no alarm. He gives me peace in the midst of my storm.
And when in 24 short hours years of living are brought to Romans, life's final picture is taking form. In the dark room of my suffering, there's a light come shining through.
He gives me peace in the midst of my soul.
Oh, there is peace,
peace in the midst of my soul.
Absence of war or conflict, neither the result of ceasefire nor the signing of a treaty. Peace is a person, Jesus Christ. We were once enemies of God because of our sin, but have been brought near him through the blood of Christ. Now we call on him to rule in every heart, for our comforter, our strength, our Prince of Peace has come.
Glory in creation.
sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is, what a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Broken world.